Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 11.95, up 21 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 11.23, up 27 on the open. May, 11.30, up 25. July, 10.72, up 25. September, 10.75, up 15.5. December, 10.91, up 26. March, 10.95, up 18. And July of 2009, $10 even, up 7.5 on the open. March corn opened at 560, up 3 on the open. May, 570, up 3. July, 582 and a half, up 3.5. September, 576, down 3.5. December, 578.5, up 1.25. March of 2009, 581.25, down 4.25. May, 588.5, up 1.5. July, 590 unchanged. December of 2009, 546, down 5 on the open. March beans opened at 14.95, up 4.5 on the open. May, 15.12.5, up 4. July, 15.23, up 3.5. August, 14.95, down 3. September, 14.40, unchanged. November, 13.90, down 1/2. January, 13.87, down 3.5. May, 13.82, down 20. July, 13.98, down 15 on the open. May soybean meal open at 381.50, down 50 on the open. March soybean oil open at 66.05, down 50 on the open. May 67.55, up 22 on the open. March feeders open at 150, down 40 on the open. April live cattle open at 90.85, up 25 on the open. April lean hogs open at 57.20, up 42.5 on the open. And March bellies open at 85.40, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group Indicator, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's begin in the soybeans, please, this morning. And since setting contract highs on Monday, I'm looking at the November chart at the moment. We've been softer and have actually tested the downside of an uptrend line from January, as well as bumping around the 20-day moving average on occasion. Well, technically speaking, what is this chart trying to tell us?
Well, it's not good. I think from a pure technician point of view, of course, a lot of it may depend upon, you know, what our final close here is today, what happens. Yesterday, of course, you know, we did try to start out firm in the overnights, and then we went down underneath, and then we kind of closed back here to an unchanged level. But you got to say that that reversal down that was posted there on Tuesday is something to be reckoned with. And unless the market can regroup here either today or on Friday, we're likely to have a weekly reversal down on the soybean charts. And that goes with old crop and new crop. Is coming on week six. This is the sixth week out of our mid-January low, which I viewed as an eight-week cycle low. So this is kind of a strong signal here that the eight-week cycle is turning down this week, and the market then is vulnerable to weakness for a week or two. Now, if it follows an exact 8-week cycle, that means that we would see weakness in the soybean complex until the week of March 17th. But cycles are not precise. If it's a real bullish situation, you could maybe see the cycle. Maybe we could maybe be putting in a shortened 8-week cycle on week 6 or week 7. So you kind of have to kind of watch how the market performs. I think also on a bearish, you look at RSI, we do have a bearish divergence pattern having developed in the RSI. If that is valid, that tells you that maybe this correction could be quite deep or could be a lot more scarier than what anybody really thinks. So it's definitely got technicians' attention, but the market has looked terrible in the past, and after a day or two of weakness has been able to regroup and recover. But there are some signs around that would indicate to me that this one could be a little deeper. We are in March now. The market's going to have a tendency to want to square up for the end of the quarter. Funds are quarterly driven by profits and position squaring. So we do have the end of the quarter combined with a major USDA crop report at the end of the month. So that may stimulate some long liquidation activity. Basically, we've seen open interest levels decline here over the past several days as this market went higher, and that's not necessarily a good sign of an expanding market that's getting ready to take a new leg up, because it's been driven basically by short covering. The shorts given up, can't handle the margin calls anymore. If that's the case, then the market doesn't have as much steam as what it actually would lead you to believe going into Monday, Tuesday here.
Looks like on the corn side, the charts from a technical standpoint are in better shape than they are in the beans. We saw that July pumped out a new contract high by a penny and a high close by half a cent, and actually seems to still remain in its uptrend.
Corn chart is still hanging in there in a positive type position. The only question here is, will the weakness in the beans turn it down also? But so far, so good. And the fact that wheat here looks like it's pulling out of an 8-week cycle low this week, we've got some pretty favorable action. So the wheat market looks like it's on course to try to strengthen for a week or two, and that may come over and kind of help out, provide some underlying support to the corn market. The other thing is that I think the at least all indications when you talk to farmers that the bean acres have been bought, corn acres are coming up on the short side. So I think that tells you that maybe that fundamentally means is that somewhere in here after the March 31st report, the market may begin to worry more about corn than soybeans. Because we will have the South American crop coming at us, and if we've got a planting intentions number that suggests that we're going to have adequate supplies of beans for the 08-09 year, then the corn market may come to life. It's been the wheat market has been the darling of the bulls. Beans have kind of followed as number two. Corn's been kind of more on the drag. I've been kind of a follower, even though we are at record highs. It hasn't had the big spurt up like wheat and soybeans have.
Wouldn't want to see a close in the July below 568 last week's high?
Well, I don't know about last week's high. Yeah, the thing that I think is more important is closes compared to the previous week, because that tells you who won the week, who's ahead for the week, who's short of capital for the week. So as long as you close higher, that means that the bulls are still in control. If you close lower, That tells you that the bulls are on the defensive. They're going to have to come up with some margin money, and the bear maybe has a slight edge because the market did close out the week lower. So that's the way I kind of stack up the closes. Who won the week and why did they win the week? Whether or not that is a trend change that's occurring, and that may follow through for a week or two.
We're out of time, Dan, but we want to take up the U.S. dollar perhaps this afternoon during the closing market report. Thanks much.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City. July wheat, 11.45 up 20 at the Board of Trade. March wheat at 11.23 up 27. July, 10.87 up 40. March corn, 5.56 down 1. December, 5.77 down a quarter. March beans, 14.95 up 4.5. November at 13.82.5 down 9. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.